Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 14. Magical Realism and Conclusions.
In this lecture, we're going to do two things. First, we're going to examine a subgenre of literature, of mainstream literature, that has something very much in common with fantasy literature, and that is what's called magical realism. Then we're going to see if what we look at in terms of magical realism sheds some light on the entire course, maybe can wrap things up a bit so that magical realism explains something about fantasy literature as a whole. Now, I've noted several times that Tolkien-influenced fantasy, or that what we could call genre fantasy, remember genre as a category, and also as kind of a pejorative term, something that's a criticism that says it's not quite as good as mainstream literature. Genre fantasy, it's not been a significant part of the high cultural tradition of modernism that's really been the major focus of literature in the 20th century. And I want to add also that people say, oh, modernism is dead, or now we're in postmodernism. It's all just various types of modernism, and it certainly works as a category to separate it out from genre, like fantasy, like romance, like science fiction, and so forth. But within mainstream literature, there's a subcategory of literature that really started going maybe in the 1950s, the late 1950s, early 1960s, which was the same time that Tolkien was publishing The Lord of the Rings, but got its most notoriety in the 1980s and 1990s. And I mean by this magical realism, or I should say the so-called magical realism. The writers in magical realism have been among the most celebrated authors of the 20th century. And yet their subject matter includes things like impossible libraries, an angel that washes up in someone's yard after a storm, a never-ending attack of ants, a volume of an encyclopedia from another planet. All of these things are obviously very much in the fantasy genre, it would seem. And yet they're not. They're not because of the way critics treat them, and they're not because of the way the writers write. I don't want to create the false impression that the writers I'm going to talk about now would consider themselves to be part of the Tolkienian fantasy genre, or for that matter would be recognized as being part of it by any critics. There is a distinction to be made between them. Now, these magical realist writers include Jorge Luis Borges, Italo Calvino, Umberto Eco, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Salman Rushdie, and the American writer Mark Helprin. The tradition is for the most part made up of Latin American writers like Borges and Garcia Marquez, but obviously there are Italians like Calvino and Eco, and writers who work in English like Rushdie and Helprin. Now, what do all these writers have in common? Well, first of all, they're not bound by the ordinary rules of terrestrial physics, and they don't seem embarrassed about that. They're not science fiction writers in the sense that they explain why physics doesn't have to apply in their works, and they're not fantasy writers in that they say, oh, it was magic. Rather, they treat these fantastic occurrences as if they were ordinary events to be described in realist terms, which is where the term magical realism comes from.